Chapter 16. 'Tis a muddle, apostrophe said Stephen, shaking his head as he moved to the door. 'Tis a muddle, apostrophe, now, I'll tell you what. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Bounderby resumed, as a valedictory address. With what I shall call your unhallowed opinions, you have been quite shocking this lady, who, as I have already told you, is a born lady, and who, as I have not already told you, has had her own marriage misfortunes to the tune of tens of thousands of pounds, tens of thousands of pounds. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he repeated it with great relish. Now, you have always been a steady hand hitherto, but my opinion is, and so I tell you plainly, that you are turning into the wrong road. You have been listening to some mischievous stranger or other they're always about, and the best thing you can do is to come out of that. Now you know, apostrophe, here his countenance expressed marvelous acuteness. I can see as far into a grindstone as another man, farther than a good many, perhaps, because I had my nose well kept to it when I was young. I see traces of the turtle soup, and venison, and gold spoon in this. Yes, I do. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Bounderby, shaking his head with obstinate cunning. By the Lord Harry, I do. Apostrophe, with a very different shake of the head and deep sigh, Stephen said, thank you, sir, I wish you good day. Apostrophe, so he left Mr. Bounderby swelling at his own portrait on the wall, as if he were going to explode himself into it, and Mrs. Sparsit still ambling on with her foot in her stirrup, looking quite cast down by the popular vices. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.